This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And here we go again.
This is a war with radical Islamic terrorism. ISIS has declared jihad on Europe and on the United States of America.
Crusader rabbit Ted Cruz responds to the bombings in Belgium by calling for war on Islam, radical Islam, as he calls it, as though he wants us to think he's carefully distinguishing between bad Muslims and good Muslims, when he also released a statement saying, quote, "We need to empower law enforcement to patrol and secure Muslim neighborhoods before they become radicalized." But would that curb radicalization? Would it have stopped what Belgian authorities say were three suicide bombers, two brothers who carried out the attacks in Brussels on Tuesday? Is Islam the internal trigger, as Ted Cruz suggests? Is there something menacing about the Belgians? The idea itself seems preposterous. In a disturbing report, the New York Times this month described that ISIS was found to be using birth control technology to maintain its supply of sex slaves to serve its soldiers. There have also been reports of ISIS-operated drug running, arms smuggling, and kidnapping for money, which sounds more like an organized crime ring than some godly caliphate. The mythology of organized crime in America is bound up in the story of religion, the Catholic Church in this case. Here in this famous scene from the Godfather movies, a baptism is intercut into scenes of slaughter by the Corleone crime family.
In nomine Patris et Filii.
A famous movie scene, to be sure, but I'm mystified as to why the church is never implicated in organized crime the way Islam gets tagged with being behind the war on terror. What are the similarities and the differences here? Majid Nawaz can help us. He's the author of Radical, My Journey Out of Islamist Extremism. He's also the founding chairman of Quilliam, an anti-extremism think tank in London.
The problem with the analogy you've just given, and I know exactly the scene you're referring to in the film The Godfather, is that the organized crime in the United States is not proclaiming in its attacks Catholicism as a motivation. I think the better analogy would be the Crusades. I think that between the position of sensationalism that Donald Trump takes and Ted Cruz takes, and denialism that some on the left want to take, and I speak of my own tribe here as a centre-left parliamentary candidate in the United Kingdom. I stood as a Liberal Democrat, but some on the left want to take a denialist position, and I think it's as unhelpful to say that this has nothing to do with Islam as it is to say that it is Islam per se. I think the truth is that actually, rather than saying it's got nothing to do with Islam, the truth is it's got something to do with Islam. It's got something to do with foreign policy. It's got something to do with socioeconomic factors and geopolitical factors. You know, the truth is a lot more complex than that. It's as unhelpful as saying that the Crusaders weren't Christian or had nothing to do with Christianity. When somebody does an action and they proclaim it's for a religious reason, it's not really wise for us to ignore that as one of the many other factors that are involved.
On the radicalism side, which is, I think, something that people are very interested in now that you've got this terrorist attack in Belgium, I think people in the West have this idea that every Muslim has inside of them some sort of toggle switch that the Baghdadis of the world have access to under the right circumstances, and they can flick it on, and then all of a sudden, boom, they're Muslim radicals, where I think in some ways the radicalization that we're thinking of here in the West is not that much different from the ways in which the organized criminal element in the United States would lure young men into lives of crime with offers of, hey, power, and you're going to be a big shot, and you know, we'll make you one of the good fellows. It's not the religion – is a piece, but a small piece.
I think the again, motivations differ for different people.
Sure.
And according to geography and country. So Bin Laden was from one of the wealthiest families in Saudi Arabia. And so for him, clearly poverty wasn't a factor. Zawahiri, the current leader of Al-Qaeda, is a pediatrician. So for him, a lack of education clearly isn't a factor. But others, you know, the rank and file of the Taliban, for example, or the foot soldiers in ISIS in Mosul, may have both economic and a lack of education factors that come into play. Baghdadi is religiously educated, so it's not a lack of religious understanding. Baghdadi, the head of ISIS. So I think, again, the true picture is complex. When I talk about the causes of radicalization, it's why I bring in four factors, and in no particular order. I talk about grievances, both real and perceived grievances. I talk about identity crises, you know, whether I'm American or Muslim or both or neither, British Muslim, Belgian Muslim. These are, you know, globalization has forced everyone, including Donald Trump, to face and to come to terms with identity in the modern world. And some people like Trump have responded with populism. And you know, the identity politics in the Muslim context is coming out in the form of theocracy. So that's another factor. We've got grievances, identity crises. We've got charismatic recruiters who, like gang recruiters, the analogy that you're keen on here with organized crime, they provide a sense of belonging where there's a disconnect from mainstream society. So they have a role. They capitalize on that identity crisis and say, hey, you don't belong there. You belong with us. We'll provide you a family. And then the final factor is ideology. And ideology, I've named it as the Islamist ideology, but these factors can apply in any form of radicalization, neo-Nazi ideology, fascism. Ideology exploits symbolism, the symbolism of cultural symbols. Breivik did the same with the symbolism of Christianity.
In Norway.
Yeah. That's right, when he murdered all those people. The Crusaders did the same thing.
Well, as I expected, Majid, you've demolished my metaphor here, but I'll take your point. Certainly organized criminals did not demand some sort of Catholic test to establish their identity as organized criminals. But let me turn it around and put the light on you for a moment. What was it that radicalized you? What piece of all these identities was the one that flicked on your radicalization that you've come away from now?
It's a question that's really pertinent on the day that that there's the International War Tribunal crimes about to sentence Karadzic, who was the guy that's led the genocide against Bosnian Muslims in Serbia. It was the genocide against Bosnian Muslims that was my primary grievance. That coupled with domestic racism. Without a sense of grievance, a person will not seek for a subculture or an alternative belonging, an alternative identity. And that Bosnia genocide coupled with domestic racism really is what spurred me on to seek another way of being. And at that point, not feeling like I belonged in Europe, where there was a genocide against Muslims in Europe, a charismatic recruiter sold to me this ideology that I refer to as Islamism. And that was when I was 16 years old. I subscribed to the group that I joined at 17, and I remained with them until 28, with a 5-year prison sentence in the middle as serving as a political prisoner in Egypt.
Well, once again, hatred is the seed for hatred.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
It's an old story. Majid Nawaz, thank you so much for speaking with us.
An absolute pleasure, John, and I look forward to speaking to you again sometime soon.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.